Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3Chi.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code Barstool20.
Oh. Oh.
Let's get a right mic.
Yeah. Check, check, check.
Thank you.
Yo, yo, yo.
Nick and Jeff.
Hey, test, 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 test. 1, 2.
Testing, testing, testing. Welcome on back to Spotify.
Shit.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to Spotify.
Thanks for tuning in to Spotify.
Thank you for
all low key fucking sexy boys.
This is great. Spotify is
great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Big time Spotify.
Imagine living in like a world where like truly the only thing that mattered was being like a 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. radio DJ.
You're the man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Like if that was the peak for your life, how sad you'd be so satisfied with everything.
Dude, 2 to 4?
2 to 4 a.m.
Hey, how's everyone doing out there? This is for all you night owls. You don't have to say night owls. You could just say owls.
That is so true. Yeah.
Early bird, I get.
That would sound weird, though, if you just said this is for all the owls.
No.
Then you would think he's talking about the name owl.
Owl.
You would think owls.
Yeah, a lot of people just say owl.
I know me.
It's for my owls.
You don't pronounce the W in owl.
This is for all my owls. Owl rhymes with a vowel. Towel rhymes with a vowel.
Let's call into a radio show right now.
Okay.
And try to get a song. What? Yeah.
I've done that once. I requested The River by Good Charlotte featuring Avenged Sevenfold. But yeah. I was a cunt and I was like, hi, I would like to play The River. It's by Good Charlotte featuring M Shadows and Sinister Gates, because that was the only two members of Avenged Sevenfold in the song.
Oh, you were a cunt for even bringing up the feature.
Yeah.
You could have just said The River.
Bringing up a feature does make you automatically cunty.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's something you would do. That's your lane.
The song never isn't talk featuring. About Mano without T-Pain.
The song isn't even featuring Avenged Sevenfold. It's M
Jeff
Shadows.
Is the type of guy to be like, can you put on Body by Loud Luxury featuring Brando?
I was about to clown Avenged Sevenfold for like their names are like Sinister Gates and Johnny Christ, but Barstool does that as well.
Barstool does it to the simplest extent.
Yes,
absolutely. Like your most generic,
which I think is fine. I think your name should be what your generic trait is. If you're gonna do like a silly nickname, Glenny Balls,
Dana right. Beers.
But like one of our guys just took the name Carl. That's not his name.
Carl, not being named Carl, but going by simply Carl, he should get clowned way more than the garage thing. And I hope people start clowning him for that, because I know
he's in his domain right
now. He will get upset about it.
Oh, man. Yeah. A new Untold Story, episode 290, brought to you by our really, really good friends. It's a toxic friendship, but a friendship nonetheless. At Felix Gray. They always come crawling back because they know.
They know that no matter what, any publicity is good publicity. They know that if they're getting a lot of replies and comments, regardless of what people are saying, even, you know, even if it is a little taboo, then it's good for the business.
It's always good for the business. It's good for the business of eyesight. You guys can go to felixgrayglasses.com/story for free shipping, free returns, free, I think, one other thing. Kyle, you like wearing the brown ones?
I like the brown ones.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, they got me on 2020 mode.
Well, yeah, that's right. They do.
Speaking of, shout out Mel.
Shout out Mel.
Anus fan.
Oh, shout out Mel.
Shout out to Mel.
She's our day one Anus fan. She's the only one that brought merch. She came to a She came to a Chicago happy hour. She's real as fuck.
She was mean to us, which I kind of liked.
I liked that a lot. She couldn't give a fuck about us being there.
She liked she was a fan, but not of us individually.
No, I think she liked the show, hated us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But hated the components, which is a thing.
Perfectly fair. Mm-hmm. I think people were like, that was Seinfeld. You would be the Michael Richards. And you'd be the Jerry Seinfeld. Well,
You've been on your Jerry shit this whole trip.
And you had a cancer scare, so you'd be the Elaine as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You are Jerry, Nick.
You think I'm Jerry?
You're Jerry. Yeah. Absolutely Jerry.
I'm the Jim Halpert of this show.
You are. That is real. You are the Jim Halpert.
Yes. Yeah, that's very accurate.
Fair. Yeah.
What's KB's office comp?
Sexually Oscar.
Yeah.
mentally Kevin.
You can't. Okay. Okay.
No, I think
you can't accuse me of being a Jerry without
physique Angela.
With an Angela with a little tight Angela Bond.
Angela had a tight pussy as well.
But that's one of the things. That's one of the things you knew as a consumer of The Office.
Mm-hmm. That Angela had a tight pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she still got ran through by a few members of The Office.
A congressman?
Yeah. Gay congressman, right?
Yep.
We have Jeff on today. Jeff, we're here in Chicago with you. We're going to do a little bit different of an episode. We are going through the Spotify Billion Plays playlist. We're just going to react to what's on there. What has been big enough to have 1 billion fucking streams?
How many are in this?
There are
105
songs.
That's not that many.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
And there'll be some quick. We're not like
but a billion song is almost incomprehensible.
That is so many fucking plays. We have 45 videos on our YouTube, and I think we have 2 million. Views total.
I think it's like 200,000, but yeah.
Oh no,
we don't have to. We don't have to compare ourselves to show how gigantic a billion is. Let's tell the fans how big a billion is by comparing it to us.
I'm happy with the product we put out, and it is the most inconsequential thing compared to. You've said it a million times. The absolute worst musician is a million times cooler than the best podcaster.
More like, yeah.
And that's just true. That's
besides the acoustic guitar singer at the fucking hotel.
Kyle got roasted. He was down really bad.
I was down so bad coming off of some shit, sleep deprived. Needed an old fashioned.
You were in the third gear.
I needed the old fashioned so bad I said, don't fucking even touch that orange. I don't need the rind. I promise you I don't need the rind. He said, are you sure? It won't be an old fashioned. I said, no rind.
And he already had the rind peeled, which is fucked up because he had to throw away the rind and the orange.
He wanted to burn the rind.
And he was peeling it as I was telling him. I was like, no rind. So and he was finished and he was like, it's already ready. Might as well. I said, no rind.
So what do you do with what does he do with a rind?
I don't give a shit. No rind. It's the principle.
But you went to this acoustic show and the you were down bad and you just wanted to vibe out and the guitarist was just giving you shit?
Well, first Jack Johnson. And then what?
He played Banana Pancakes. Stopped.
No, I don't even know what he played. I sat at the bar as he finished up. He got no applause. There was like four people there.
And he singled you out.
And then he just started doing crowd work on me instead of singing. He was just doing acoustic crowd work on me. Yeah, he was like roasting my... I had a tank top on.
Do you think he does comedy or he decided in that moment?
He definitely does both.
Okay.
And he's just equally... Yeah, he's in the same boat.
Did it break you?
No, just like, I don't want to fucking do, I don't want to like, cause go back and forth with you. I want to drink my old fashioned.
You've been close to breaking a few times on this trip though.
That I've been breaking.
So we'll get to the music, first Jeff, off, but you went to we were in Madison, Wisconsin.
No,
college town. I went back to the RV to sleep. Kyle, you went to
I got to hear one of these billion play songs. Shit. Keep going.
I think Nick's praying on my downfall and trying to save me.
He's praying
me.
A little bit.
No. You went to a college
house
party.
The show going. It was a happy hour. I'm trying to keep it going. And statistically, the closest house that had a party was a college house. So I fucking entered. I entered. I asked them, are you pre-9/11? They said, yes. I said, I'm coming in. Do you, I don't care if you remembered it necessarily. But they said they cried when it happened. I said, yeah, because you were a baby, but that's fine. They were all pre 9/11 babies. And I was like, yeah, let's fucking drink.
Should I have gone to the party? Was it fun? Would I have enjoyed myself?
I'm a better man than you.
Yes.
So I will admit what happened.
Do you know what happened?
There was a college female girl house. And they had the shrine of celebrities. A bunch of pictures of celebrities.
Michael B. Jordan. The Rock.
Matt Damon.
The Bear from Ted.
That was just Ted.
Ted.
Fuck.
The Bear from Ted. Zac Efron. Giannis. Michael Sarah.
Yeah.
Kermit. The frog from Kermit, the Pope, Steve from Blue's Clues, Pete Davidson, and fucking Nick is on it. Nick is on it. I was like, how do you know Nick? And it's a stupid picture
somebody
of him.
Somebody printed a picture of him.
Yeah, it's a stupid picture of him. And I was like, at least I can roast him. I'm like, yeah. Look how dumb he looks juxtaposed with these celebrities. And they're like, no, he looks super hot in that picture. And I still stayed.
Oh, man. Do you think there was going to be any surprises? That's a colossal L on your end.
We've all been stacking. Fuck this. Because you haven't.
I have, Kyle.
You literally have, but... You had not stacking. You've been getting W sporadically.
Right, but I don't get L's in between. So where do I put the W's? I have to stack the W's to be space conscious because I'm planning on getting a few more.
No, we were all at the restaurant in our section of the table where we were just clowning each other for like, oh, you've been taking L's. Oh, you just took an L. They didn't get your order right. You took an L. And then Nick comes. He did the walk that he rehearsed in the mirror to look cool. He comes up and he just starts talking about how he stacks W's.
I do.
No one was talking. You disrupted the entire flow of the conversation. It was all self-deprecating. We're all throwing funny blows at each other. And you're like, I just stacked W's.
And everybody agreed.
Nobody was like, no one cared.
Nobody could name a Nick L.
Owen was so annoyed. He was so over it.
Is that true?
I just don't know if you stack them.
Okay,
I think if you get nothing but them, I don't know if you've ever stacked.
L's.
You get a W.
I get, and then it's a
plateau where there's no L's. But
does this W, is it made of sand? Does the tide wash it away?
You're not an Aztec print. It's like, I don't know.
They're a solid W, and I just put it there, and I remember it. And then I get another one, and where do I put it? On top of the prior.
Give me three consecutive W's that you can even qualify as a stack.
I can't without spoilers.
True.
True.
Don't spoil.
True.
Was this conversation before or after you and I tried to start the Viva chant in the steakhouse?
We did try to start that.
We did. You guys did, and it didn't work, and you were only surrounded by people that worked at Barstool Sports.
There was a table that was shouting at Glennie Balls, and mm-hmm. KB and I just saw opportunity fit, and we let out a couple Vivas.
Glennie is amazing to see out.
I've been spending a lot of time with Glennie. I've never have in my life, and amazing. He transcends the human experience in the best way. He lost his phone in Nashville.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Sports are out. Sports. Yeah. Sports. Just got
ironically.
Scored on. Yep.
The rich get richer.
The
team literally scored a goal as you're about to explain how this man can't lose.
Glennie can't lose.
No.
He lost his phone in Nashville, which is like my worst nightmare, to wake up hungover with no phone.
Also,
and you have to leave. Nashville isn't for us.
Nashville's not for us.
But I can see the appeal.
Broadway is definitely not for us.
No. No.
Definitely. And I'm like...
We did a transparent party bus in a...
Yes, we did.
That is something you should not do.
Yeah.
KB, you and I are more similar in terms of our going out interests, in terms of like types of bars. But I don't think Broadway is for us. That's like not... It's just not our scene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
It's not.
I couldn't tell if like the small time bands that are playing in every bar. Do you think those guys get a lot of pussy or no pussy? Because there's no in between.
I've learned from like my experience that everyone is just getting a lot of pussy.
Yeah,
and I'm not.
Like, you are.
Are you the odd man out of pussy?
What?
Are
no, you just the odd, it's like. I mean, I don't want to throw anyone under the bus, but people are getting pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. Not us.
What's got a Billy, Jeff?
105 songs.
105 songs with a Billy.
We'll skip any that... Like, if it's something we don't know, we'll just skip it. We're not going to listen to all these songs
through. What are the chances we don't know a song that has a billion plays?
We will know. I'll shuffle. We'll know all of them.
Will you tell us where on the list it is?
We all have heard every one of these songs. Had to have, right?
Yeah. Yes. If it has a billion, that means it is. We have heard it many times.
I bet you Imagine Dragons has like 5 songs with a billion.
Here's the first one.
I haven't heard the song.
Yes, you have.
Who's this?
Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna.
Oh, yeah. This is...
Oh, yeah.
You've heard this.
Yeah, this was playing on your transparent party bus. And you were
down. No, it was not, because this is the type of song KB and I would have put on the playlist, and they didn't play any of our music.
We had a collaborative playlist, and I entered a bunch. They played one of my songs, and it garnered audible boos. It garnered audible boos, and I turned into the guy who was like pulling up like Pitchfork's top 100 songs of the decades and showing him like, hey, this was number 12. It's widely regarded. The Rolling Stone gave it number 9 of the decade as one of the best songs ever.
Kyle, you put on like 4 songs, and then you put on the second to last episode of Two Bigs on that playlist on shuffle.
So I did sneak that one in there. I like tried to hack the phone so it like would add the automated voice that also reads the name of the song
out loud.
Yeah.
So I'm shocked that one of those episodes is still up. And 2, that they're still doing the automated pre-rolls.
Oh, my God,
so if you are to listen to, I don't know, any acronym-based one, and then you hear Kenjack talking about better health.
That's the automated intro. Yeah.
If that's the first voice you hear on that podcast,
it's pretty funny.
I gasped. But that's a hypothetical. That's a pure hypothetical.
Do we just want to say we think they're deserving of a billion plays? That's
that one is.
What is the name
that
of the song again, babe?
This is what I came for.
This is
what you came for.
I would have never guessed a billion.
Was it 2014?
It's Fringe. It barely makes
sense. So Rihanna is like probably one of the most famous American musicians. And Calvin Harris.
She's from Barbados.
But, yeah. Yeah.
All right, North American.
Most famous in America. Yeah.
Calvin Harris has Europe on.
Calvin Harris is insanely popular and good.
He's
also hot. You've seen his dick?
Seen his big dick.
Where'd you see his big dick?
When I went on the Vegas trip, when I got caught with the cocaine.
Yeah.
I met some fellas, some girls. And
it doesn't mean the same thing.
Which
I like calling groups of girls fellas. And,
you don't.
Is that a nagging tactic?
No. And then she was like, "Yeah, like I got Calvin Harris's dick pic."
And then she showed me,
and I was like, "All right, I'm out of here."
Was it thick?
I'm not. It's gigantic. All right,
wait, so he's hot, talented, rich, famous, huge dick.
Huge dick, no flaws on the dick.
What about? Okay,
he's not a great singer. I think he sang "Feels So Close."
Yeah, but that probably has a billion too.
No.
What
is
it?
Is this the next song? This is Happier.
This is a lot of like dance
by Marshmello featuring Bastille.
This is one of my favorites.
Are Bastille and Churches adjacent?
Churches with a V?
Yeah.
What, when did that become a thing?
Like the
I don't know. There's a ton of
the
them.
Movie.
Yeah, the Vitch VVIC. Yeah. The Vitch, like, Camp Vitch does double A's, yeah, right?
It's fine.
And now everyone does.
That's like Dutch, I think.
Nothing but lowercase and like X's. Yeah, and stuff.
So those are two EDM songs in a row.
It is two. I'm wondering how many rock songs are going to be on here.
Well, EDM is so they're big because
I think it's going to be mainly new songs.
Europe just goes crazy for EDM.
Yes, yeah.
In the same sense that Latin America.
That's number 39 all time. 1.6 billion plays.
That's incomprehensible.
Right, here's the next one.
That I remember I went to this concert, the virtual Fortnite concert.
This is what I never played Fortnite.
I legitimately, I wanted an excuse. I had Molly left over. I wanted an excuse to take it. And I justified it by like, yeah, this marshmallow set. And I modded my controller. Yeah.
You modded your controller so you jump a little bit higher, right?
Okay, so this is the... This if you've taken person Molly, is on it more than
the
anyone.
The best way you could do that.
It was better than
Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran occupies, I think, 5 or 6 spots in this club.
I'm just curious, like, this type of music, like, his, like he's like Jack Johnson a little bit. Like, they're popular, but what do you do when you're listening to this music?
When you're in a concert, shop at, like, TJ Maxx
this is when you go to Target with headphones.
You're not working out. You're not.
You can't work out. You can't party. You don't,
when you're at the live shows, what are you doing?
Yeah, this is Jack Johnson more so of concerts. Like, what do
you're not
you
working
do?
Out to this.
I've never been to a style of concert
billion,
like this.
Where do these billion
people
plays
clown
come
me
from?
For going to like rave
this
music?
Is a
cheap,
this is
you
just
know exactly
Bieber
what
and Ed Sheeran.
We're
yeah.
If we're at when we go to like
I never
Eno
got like I'm
gonna
go to this
pittance.
Ed Sheeran concert, sit in a bleacher and just like bop my
imagine
head.
If I got like a black eye from an Ed Sheeran concert.
He occupies 5 of the top.
He tells everybody to open up the pit, do a wall of death. Has anybody stage dove at an Ed Sheeran concert?
Yeah.
All right, that's next up.
I'm surprised there's no Imagine Dragons.
Post Malone.
Post Malone's going to be on there a lot too, and I get that because it's pop, it's hip hop, it's the most popular genre.
Mm. Yeah, it
he's
sounds
white,
good,
but it's also yeah. for white people.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the cheat code.
Yeah. That is another cheat code. All right, Post Malone. We'll see him again.
Yes.
Also. Notice like Jack Harlow's blowing up too.
Dude,
I feel like white rappers to blow up kind of have to be caricatures of white people.
Does a little bit, yeah.
Does that mean little Dicky? No,
they're always like a little goofy, curly hair glasses.
Well, now they
et
like the white guy who does like AAVE dialect.
Yes, it's
like
Angus Cloud.
They love him, and I'm a hater, but like, what? Why?
I'm a huge hater of him because he was like a dickhead to an interviewer, and everybody's like, I love this energy. But anybody
he's
else
just really high on
yes.
the red carpet.
He's everybody
just
else really high. Like, oh, that's an asshole.
He's talking in a daze like someone with special needs.
Yes,
and he's appropriating the black culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't care. I mean, I do, maybe. I don't know. I should. Do I have to? Is that something I have to, like, get offended by? I don't know.
Well, Kyle, if you want to, you know, dip your toe into that culture, I bought you a t-shirt at
yes.
You want to go snag that? So you can maybe, yeah. Maybe this podcast will get... Not that.
Oh, you should have a set up okay. as well.
That's a hell of a set. That's a hell of a set, but that's not what I'm talking about. I did buy you that yesterday. I'm talking about what I bought you today.
That was from a boutique in Chicago.
So for the people just listening to this, I got Kyle 5X.
Was it?
It has Marlon Brando as the Godfather on
you
front.
You guys, I'm going to go try it on.
Okay. But he's wearing a, what Jordan is that?
It's a 12.
It's a Jordan 12, and on the back it says the J Father.
That doesn't rhyme.
By the way, the J does not work with the Godfather font
no,
whatsoever.
Dude,
that was like.
It looks like the pie symbol.
The second highest writer of Big Dogs tried going out on his own.
Yeah.
And made the J Father.
The J Father was his
He's
first.
Like, this is going to be
this
it.
This is Dua Lipa, by the way. I just want to rip through it. We'll just rip through this
she's
one.
She's sneaky British.
Isn't she Albanian?
No, she's British.
I thought she was Albanian.
She's Albanian. I've definitely seen the dude claim her as an Albat.
He claimed her the only celeb Albanian kid.
What the fuck?
What?
I just looked in the mirror. It's way too big.
Stand up. Give me a full stand.
You're the J Father. Dude, when I bought that at the
hell yeah.
When I bought that at the thrift shop down the street, they like rang a bell like it was a Long John Silver's to alert everybody that somebody finally bought the J Father. So I don't know if it's a cursed item or like it's, I mean, it's so big it was probably taking up a lot of inventory.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
She's
Your name is Albanian. You, Jeff,
her name is Dua Lipa.
Jeff, so they do claims.
You can't. The only person the Albanians are allowed to claim is Eliza Dushku.
They can't claim and you, can, brother. That's even...
Huh? And you. They can claim me and Dushku. But you can't have Dushku and I in a room together. You,
but we...
She'll fuck me.
For fans out there of the big man on campus,
she would not. You put Nikki and Dushku in a room together? So,
you guys are both coming out the same.
For fans of Jeff Nadeau, the big man on campus, we were at a rooftop bar, the W in Madison.
Yeah.
And somebody was taking pictures of somebody wanted a photo of some of us. And he's like, hey, take it. My buddy, he's like, not like a big fan. He's like, yeah, I don't really know Barf. I just know Jeff Nadeau. We were like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, there's, you know what? There's... Yeah, there's routes for that to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. That is odd, though, of like... being a Jeff Nadeau fan but not knowing about Barstool.
Yeah.
That's his thing. Yeah.
Post Malone again.
Yeah. Again. He's talented.
Yeah. No.
This has got to be up there for top. This
gotta
be
I want him to do like folk and shit again, though.
Yeah, that's what he started out as, and he was like a big fan of like Skrillex's first band, Alexis is
did
on
not
Fire.
Know that.
Yeah, this is one of the older songs on the list.
Oh, first. The Weeknd? Wait, did songs just start getting billions of...
Like, they have, yeah.
But, like, you'd think, like, older songs would... Like, where's fucking Canon and D?
There, well, you can't detect, measure streams back then.
There's very few songs before 2010, and even fewer before 2000. There are a couple
there
on
are here. A couple before 2000.
Oh, gotta be Starboy, The Weeknd.
I Want It That Way. Backstreet Boys probably has to be on there.
Oh, no. I don't think so at all.
No, not even Stop Believing.
I'm shocked.
That was so, like, I think Journey? That's an American bubble band, maybe.
Yeah, but I'd imagine a lot of these are because... Oh, no, I bet you Selena Gomez has a couple.
Latin Americans love to support their stars.
Daddy Yankee's like the most famous person in the world.
This is the first band on here.
Big Bunny is
imagine,
Bad Bunny.
You guys would clown me if I was just like, guys, I bumped into Daddy Yankee last night. You'd be like, okay.
What up?
I don't even know what that reference is.
I wouldn't recognize Daddy Yankee.
I would
Yankee.
Not reference Daddy Yankee.
I would not clown you. That's impressive.
You would like it if I bumped into Daddy
He's
Yankee.
He's gigantically famous. Yeah. And they're Puerto Rican, aren't they?
Something like that.
What is this? Oh, this is 21 Pilots. This is a Columbus. The second best Columbus band to attack, Stickly. They met a Crab Corps. And that's when they stood really low and their guitars were like touching the ground. And they invented Crab Corps in Columbus.
That's so sick.
Yes. Jeff, pull up attack, Stickly, Crab Corps.
So
usually punk bands will hold their guitars low.
Yes.
And then hardcore bands lower, power stance. These guys did Crab Corps. So it was like this.
Get on
and their guitars were fucking touching the ground. And it was horrible music.
Music video?
Yeah, the music video is the best because they're like in like a rural Columbus barn doing very hardcore. Well, it's Crabcore, not hardcore.
It's Crabcore.
Is this Stickly? Is this?
Yeah.
So is Stickly's named after the Nick Jr. character?
Oh, so it's just that named after the Stickly.
Yes. Yeah. Not. It's no. There's no deep reference there.
No. Very on the nose.
But yeah, their lead singer's like pudgy and in a barn. And it's just like the most Columbus thing ever.
No, this is the most.
Did you see how they put the guitars on their head?
Wait, these guys fucking rule.
No, you'll
these
see. Guys, the
everybody that grew up in Columbus
they're,
was Nick.
They're not crabbing yet.
They're not crabbing yet? No, what see, is that?
They're getting a little low, but they ain't crabbing, brother. Oh, it's horrible. I mean, they're starting to crab.
Where is
there. There. Oh, there. There. Dude.
That's why I'll never, like, I can never take you seriously when your music opinions are expressed.
No, I don't think they're good, but I think they're influential.
to fucking
dude. The Columbus music scene will be up there with, like, the Detroit fucking jazz and fucking Chicago
fucking
rap.
Talking? No.
Yes, dude.
I'd be willing to bet they haven't influenced one single musician
ever. You no will one see has one tried day. To mimic people, the crab.
People will look back at the Crab Corps Columbus
I thought
era.
We were going to do a walk down memory lane with mainstream hits, and Nick has somehow managed to spin this into his own stupid, obscure taste.
Dude, I'm going to get a lot of love for bringing up
Crab core. You probably are, and I'm gonna kill. Someone's gonna paint you like a fan merch of crab core. Send you crab core fucking merchandise.
Wait, did you see on the subreddit?
They send you gifts of our plenty, and then they.
The subreddit was like putting a care package together for the boys. They gave me like a Pokemon binder, a Pokemon figure, a bunch of first edition Pokemon cards, very valuable, and they gave you two Sopranos VHS tapes.
Yeah, no, that meant a lot. I appreciate it.
No, it's awesome. Very thankful, and they gave Owen a BB gun.
That's sick.
That's pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
It's just Sam
and
Smith.
They said because BB is short for baby boy.
Mm.
The baby boy.
I like that. Sweet.
We worked through some with Drake. We passed Drake. He's on here a bunch.
So Sam Smith came on our RV and Sam Smith came on.
I thought you said in the
they
came
in
on.
What was that? Oh fuck!
Because I can't say what I was about to say.
Oh.
Sam Smith, a music video came on in the Chicago office, and White Sox Dave said, "I actually like him, even though."
Oh,
and I said, "Even though what?" And he just looked at me.
Yeah, he meant I actually like them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh my god!
I actually like Z Zim.
I thought this was, or this isn't Latch.
Dude, and imagine Sam
should have a million. Yeah,
imagine Sam Smith like converting to crab core.
I remember thinking he was a black woman. When I first heard Latch, yeah. I was like, "Who is this?"
Honestly,
bitch?
Yeah.
I thought it was a very fat black woman.
Latch.
It was not quite.
Well, wasn't there a big controversy with like the women who sang "It's Raining Men"? The music video came out and they used thinner, fake women.
Honestly, in the voice, yes. Yeah.
So Sam Smith,
this is Sam's. Like, this yes. sounds like a black woman. Yes.
Am I wrong?
No, sounds like a black woman.
Just like a black lunch lady.
Yes.
with an incredible voice.
It's kind of like a.
Do you guys remember? Do you guys remember the Jordan Sparks song "Armor"?
Yeah.
So it's just
a thing.
Yeah, you better go get your armor.
You better go.
I always thought she said, you better go get Sharonda, which was like a big black friend to help you out in a fight. It sounds like she says, you better go get Sharonda.
Likely lyrics.
Yeah.
I think people purposely like skew the pronunciations to get people like talking about it.
Yeah, and here we are.
I paid paradise to put up a fucking lot.
Do people think it says fucking?
I thought.
A fucking lot?
Something
like that. That's just contextually on you.
Full House was the Milkman, the Paperboy, and Old Man Jeevity.
What was it actually?
The Evening TV.
The Evening TV.
You thought it was Jeevity.
Old Man Jeevity.
I thought it was Post Malone again.
I bet you Post Malone likes Attack Attack.
Dua Lipa again.
Of course. Albanian Pride.
Post Malone again.
Damn,
Post Malone occupies maybe as many spots.
It is shocking how huge he is.
We're only like one. Glennie just has boys with him.
Yeah.
So this is number four all time.
Of course, Glennie is.
What is
Rockstar?
This is 2.4 billion streams.
Dude, he does like his voice thing. What like he sounds like he's in the band Bright Eyes. You remember Bright Eyes?
Mm-hmm.
He does the same voice thing, but it somehow is just cool when he does it. And Bright Eyes, you made fun of.
Shawn Mendes next. You know what? You know you'll know.
He crushed
not
it
a lot
the
of
guy.
Bands.
Oh, he ate.
Not a lot
no
of bands.
No,
bands aren't big. Is it? Are bands One Direction?
Well, what was that words that he just said?
Ba-da-ta-di-ta.
Better than he can.
Fair.
You're bad at that.
There's nothing lamer than knowing all of the words to a very like wordy song. That means you have practiced.
Yes.
There's no one. No one just naturally knows. Like
I walked in on my roommate Chris Goff doing assisted handstand push-ups on the wall, memorizing One Week by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yes.
If you're doing that whilst whatever he was doing, then it's fine.
I don't
fine.
Know if it was to like time out how long he was doing like the assisted handstand push-ups. He was jacked.
That's sick.
But
I would have to memorize Akon and E.S. songs in middle school.
By the way, this is one of my favorite songs ever.
Is Omi Cheerleader on there?
No, but it's probably a lot.
I'm responsible for a couple million of those.
Rather Be, Clean Bandit?
Well, that's the next one, right? Oh, no, Rockabye by Clean Bandit's on there as well.
Clean, I don't know
which
Clean
just surprises
Bandit
me.
Bandits on Twitch?
The fact that Rockabye, Clean Bandits are surprising. How many white people went to college between 2010 and 2013 memorized the fast part of Can't Hold Us by Macklemore.
Oh, yeah.
I'll turn off the Mac. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. Yeah. Jump over, but I'm going to get out of bed.
If you were a white guy, you like to go out and try to get pussy.
But I overcompensated by learning King Kunta by Kendrick Lamar flawlessly. Flawlessly.
You have King Kunta.
Wait, if you just started, I can... Wait, how did it go? I just need to...
Need to play it?
No. No, keep going. I'll...
Okay.
Can we talk about HelloFresh real quick?
Please.
Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
Yeah, put Stay With Me, because that's what my money's doing. It's staying with me because I'm not spending it on delivery. It's fucking HelloFresh. It's delicious. Fresh.
It's so good.
I can't find the ad copy, so I'm just kind of...
Well, HelloFresh gives you those great meals.
Thank you.
We're going to post it in the description of the YouTube video.
Which is great, because I have HelloFresh arriving for, like, right around when I get back from this three-week excursion I've been on.
And great.
I'm not going to want to make entire meals, but I want fresh meals, because we were eating, like, crap out on the road right now.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, shit. And Jeff, you can go to HelloFresh.com/story16 and use code story16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
That's a lot of meals.
This is Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Bieber again. A lot of Bieber
this
on here.
Rocks.
This album is fantastic.
This is my favorite era of life.
Bieber, this song?
When Justin Bieber had this like style of like pop mixed with EDM with like the tropical house.
Have you heard the Grayscale cover of this?
Don't.
No.
Yes,
have
you heard that?
You haven't heard
the crab
Philly
rock
based,
the pop
punk
Eagles,
band?
Eagles! Go Eagles! I thought so.
I put you on a Grayscale.
One song.
Grayscale's good. Good song.
Camila Cabello, Havana.
I don't get her head. I don't know what. She doesn't have a top of her head. Like, you can see, like, her cowlick when she's taking a picture of the front of her face.
Well,
yeah. Like, she's very vertical. Yeah.
Oh, she is. She's bigger.
She's a little.
Imagine that. She's your first like anus celebrity interview. You're like, you're vertical. What's that? What's that all about? Yeah.
No, she's. I think she's 2D.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is she the one that was dating Mendes?
Yeah. Still,
they were, very recently.
No.
They just broke up.
He needs to.
Honey.
Justin Bieber again. So a little backstory on this playlist. We were. Just kind of hanging out on this trip and playing these songs.
We're in the back roads of Tennessee.
But the Bieber song came on, and you mentioned this as well, KB. This song falls into that window where Bieber just doing EDM.
Unconscious,
yeah, it was
too.
Sorry.
It was so good.
Wow, what do you mean? Cold water. Let me love you.
Yep.
And where are you now?
And that was
back
that
to
was
back
the peak
to
for you?
Bike to bike, yeah.
Ooh. A pre two
okay, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Not even this is the oldest song on here.
It's gotta be.
Because the movie probably boosted it.
Big ass teeth.
But here's the thing. I bet you that's the longest song on there too.
This is one of those songs that it comes on and I don't enjoy it.
No. I don't think it can.
1.7 billion
this feels like
plays. I bet that plays a big factor too. You're right. All these songs are shorter now for play reasons.
A lot of people are doing
rock
that
songs
intentionally.
Used to be what 6 minutes.
A lot of people. Are,
I mean, you're wearing the biz kind of with Nico.
With Nico,
yeah,
and people are cutting down their songs.
1:30
song. Well, the most recent, like really popular Lil Nas X song is only like 2 minutes long.
Yeah, it's like just the catchy part.
The one that was a single just now. It's like a big TikTok song.
People are making songs specifically for TikTok. I think that's like,
yeah,
Selena Gomez.
Yeah,
it ain't me with Kygo.
This is a big
golf
one.
Buddies with our boss. Now.
I hate how you're not allowed to make fun of her anymore because she has lupus.
I will. That moon-faced bitch. She's not that hot at all. She's a fucking queen seven.
It looks like if you like pushed in anywhere on her face, it would stay.
I don't
like
get
that.
I don't.
Would stay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she. Yeah, I wanna. I don't know. I think it'd be therapeutic to like just kind of mush her around.
Mush her around.
Mold her 21 face. Pilots again.
Yeah,
this is the. Isn't this
they
the
have
fucking?
A couple?
Nah, I thought this was the song from.
I love how like this guy just like
Suicide Squad.
This guy reversed blackface. He painted everything but his face black.
That was cool.
Yeah,
he always climbs something.
He was always climbing in a tree.
Black flips.
Yes.
Yeah. I memorized Car Radio, which is corny. Yeah. You can't memorize 21 Pilots.
I actually actively hate this song.
No, he's like whispering in talking voice.
And then he gets
We have been doing this, but this song I don't think deserves a billion listens.
No, a lot of... this was just like made for commercials, I think. Mm-hmm.
This is like a jingle song.
And I think there's not a lot of bands on this list because band names are inherently cringy. Like, hey, what are you listening to? Oh, I'm listening to Dance Gavin Dance. Like,
well, the bands that you like.
What are band names? And what's a cool band name?
Greta Some of the Van biggest band names are just sucks. First names. Dave Matthews Band, Zach Brown Band.
Yeah, that's cooler. Cringy. Imagine Dragons. Like, you can't have a cool band name.
It's the same as like a social media handle. Just make it your name.
Yeah.
I fucked up early on. Got it right.
Yeah.
Just make it your name.
Yeah.
Or what you go by.
Why don't you just make it Kyle Bauer?
It's taken. Nah, I can't.
You can't.
I can't.
But you did get a new phone, and you don't know how to use your fucking cellular data. So, your cellular data.
That's what my grandma does.
Now I just get texts from kbal21@gmail.com.
You do? That's what it comes up
that's
as?
That's why everybody's been calling you.
Oh, you too, though?
That's why everybody's been calling you kbal21. You thought coincidentally?
Wait, I've been getting...
Yours comes up as owenroeder or whatever at gmail.com, and in our group only.
No, you're everywhere.
Phone off somebody.
Why wouldn't anyone tell me that?
We've been calling you kbal21@gmail.com.
You never told me.
I'm actively embarrassed for friends when their iCloud.
Oh, yeah.
Email company, like, you don't have to use your phone.
I've been getting way less ha-ha reactions lately, and I didn't know why.
It's because nobody's going to ha-ha kbal.
I guess that, yeah, it's
but
weird.
But, like, why kbal? Why didn't you just finish it out? You just needed the ER. You have no problem adding that to other words.
All right. Oh, you're gonna count that as a W.
You memorized King Kunta and Django Unchained.
Bitch, where were you when I was walking?
This song's incredible.
This was my in when I would leave the apartment complex in college, and it was like spring and nice out. This would be the first song I threw on. I had a tape deck aux.
Really? I was a freshman in high school on cross country team. I would listen to this song every day.
I think a lot of these have the luxury of having a decent music video. Because this one's like a stuffed animal fight club.
Yeah, it's a cops fight, but with a teddy bear.
Teddy bears.
The best version of this song is when they played it with Kendrick Lamar at the Grammys. Fun fact.
What?
Yeah, it was.
I've put that on for KB
recently. I remember Twitter
was
mind blown.
Blown away. Yeah. They're like, a rapper and a band can perform together. Basically the mindset. But
that'll
happen
once every 15 years. You remember like Jay-Z and Linkin Park?
Yeah,
like, this works.
Eminem and Elton John.
That was the most culturally impactful song ever. The Numb Encore remix.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I think of LimeWire, I think of Numb Encore.
Yeah, that's all. Everybody
downloaded that. Timberlake and Jay-Z.
Yeah, it's pretty good. When was that?
What song was that though?
I think of LimeWire. I think of Numb Encore and also Fort Minor.
No, yeah, I think Fort of. I tried to download the Grease soundtrack for all of Grease, and it was like 9 gigabytes, and I didn't know what that was. And I downloaded it.
For the movie.
I know. I downloaded it, and I came back the next morning, and it was like done, and it was 1 second long, and I clicked it, and it was just Microsoft Sam going, Grease. And then the computer just fucking broke. Yeah. It was done.
Oh, oh man, there God. It is!
What
are you talking about?
This is Macklemore.
Can you do it? Can you do?
Oh, I thought this was fucking
dude. So he came out. Macklemore was like huge, and then he came out with that Downtown song, and that is one of the worst songs of all time.
The only silver lining is that the female voice singing Downtown sounds catchy.
That's a man.
His lyrics.
That's Foxy Shazam. That's a man.
It's a man.
I can definitely still
sing
this song.
It's like Matthew Coma. They sound like women.
Yeah, dude. Oh man. Is this going to get taken down off of Spotify?
This song?
No, like us doing this.
I don't know.
What a shame it would be.
Who cares?
We'll throw it up on YouTube, right?
Yeah. You know what? If it gets taken down, I can take it down. If it doesn't, it's a good listen.
Yeah, we're canceling cancel culture.
Oh, my God. Downtown does have... There's a part of Downtown
you
which is...
You don't need no beef.
That's cool. Yeah,
you like that.
That's a man?
Down!
Yeah, that's a guy that goes by Foxy Shazam. And he's... Like, he dresses like he's from, like, the 60s. One of the coolest album covers ever. It's him with red paint on his hands. And then a bunch of black women with, like, his red handprints on their ass.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Like, there's, like, a big sing-songy part at the end. That's where you...
Yes. But, like, what, like, this was more of a play than a song.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was a performance.
Travis Scott, Goosebumps. Yeah, makes sense. Good song, good remix too.
That wouldn't have guessed a billion.
Dude, that's. Does anyone here have an opinion on Louis
Capaldi?
Is he Capaldi?
Destiny?
Yeah. I like
Louis Capaldi.
Is,
which one is he?
Is shockingly ugly.
Yes, I love musicians who are
he's
super
self-aware.
Ugly.
He's about
awesome.
And he's funny.
Who is watching him on what's the gay British guy's talk show?
Corden.
No.
Graham Norton.
Tim
Westwood.
The greatest interviewer in the world.
Yes,
Graham
he
Norton.
Is. But he got put on front by the guy from One Direction, Niall. Mm. And it is just like seeing them side by side is shocking.
Yeah, it's staggering.
Yeah, it's like it's like the Kutcher brothers.
Oh. Believer. Imagine Dragons again.
Yeah, it's amazing.
There is one song that is going to come up on here, and we will be talking about it for the entirety of the song. And
does
I know
AWOL
you know is.
Nation Sail, is that a billion plays?
I don't know, but their
Dave
White Sox Dave is friends with the,
he's on
the original AWOL Nation members.
One of the AWOLs.
That was big my senior year of college as well. Sail.
Well, that was in Vine. They would just put big high school football hits to it.
You're right.
Ruled.
Let Her Go by Passengers on here. That's actually kind of surprising.
This is in the same vein as Lucas Graham, Fighting.
Yes.
Like the sad.
Oh, here's that Suicide. 21 Pilots is on here a lot.
Mm-hmm. They're on it three times out of only 100
songs. And this song, I actually might hate this song more than the other one.
Yeah, that's bad. I was going to say for Let Her Go, what's the James Bay one? Is it Let It Go?
Let it maybe?
Whichever the James Bay one is. It was the only song I had on my phone when I went skiing, and I went up to top of Whiteface Mountain by myself and just skied down Double Black Diamonds listening to that. And I was just barreling down, straight down, didn't know how to ski, just to that, and it was the biggest.
Were you loving it?
What a weird size.
It was insane.
I just remember that when that Passenger song came out, like a bunch of guys that were like hot learned how to play guitar, they played that, and then they played Hey Ya.
You had to specifically search for that.
No,
the Let It Go cup, like
no the Passenger was
passenger,
like, I think it's
covers,
easy, it's easy
you
to play
stumble
on guitar.
Upon those,
they would go viral all the time.
I know the type that does that. Yeah,
but dude, every like bicep dude that played guitar was playing Hey Ya in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
just so they could do
this,
so they could be funny for the shake it part.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta really speed it up on the guitar.
Ed
Sheeran again,
Obadiah
by the way.
Obadiah Parker has a real slow Hey Ya.
This actually, Shape You is the most streamed song of all time on Spotify.
What is?
Shape You by Ed Sheeran. 3.114 billion streams.
How much money does that net you?
Spotify, like $50.
Yeah. Was it like one?
I think they got better though. Because Taylor Swift went back on. I think they got better.
And Cooper got like 60.
Yeah.
Right.
These guys are paying Alex Cooper's salary.
This is, in my opinion, I do believe KB, the opinion as well, the greatest remix of all time.
That's Flume, Tennis
Flume.
Court.
Okay.
This might be.
This is tough.
Well, Seeb didn't do much.
I really did.
So you love giving Seeb a boatload of credit.
I do. I'm a big Seeb guy.
He just did the generic tropical house beat that everyone was doing, but it does sound amazing.
It sounds great. I mean, this is most assumed this is just Mike Posner's like original song.
Yeah.
Because there is a significantly slower version.
They even like copied the riff of the guitar and just made it electronic.
Remember when he did a show like 2 days after Avicii passed away and he paused when he said the Avicii line of the song, and everyone like, what?
Which is one of the worst lyrics of all time.
He
even made it the titular, like the name of the song.
He
took a pill in a piece. That's just like a lame sentence.
Yeah. He just made a TikTok, and I always thought his voice was like edited and like pitched up. He just speaks just like this.
Yeah.
Mike Posner.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to do his voice. Is he the one that got bit by a snake?
He rebranded as like a cross-country walker. And he's still like doing that, even though he's not. That's still his brand.
That he's the cross-country walker.
I think he's addicted to apexes now.
Oh, okay.
Mountain peaks.
Yeah.
I like
that's a slippery slope.
I'm a fan of this song too, but French Sass Montana.
Will do that.
Yeah.
French Montana, unforgettable. French Montana famously sat outside our office and like refused to come
he
in for an interview for like 3 hours.
Yeah, I remember that. There was like a panic with all the bookers. They're like, he won't come in.
That gave me hope. I was like, if he's nervous to like be around these the schools and stars. He's nervous to be around Big Cat and fucking Casey Smith and yeah, and I.
Is he a Muslim? Because he was like dancing in like full.
Well, there
Muslim
was an
garb.
Era of rap when they loved using like Middle Eastern beats, okay. Indian, Pakistani
French,
beats.
French Montana is like an odd looking guy, right? Did he? And he was just dancing around in like his like Arab gear.
I think he is. Yeah. He must be.
Is he
Muslim?
Okay. Looks like a nepotism nephew of like DJ Khaled.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah,
that's like the weekend, that's sense. Like Nicolas Cage, isn't he a nep nef
He's a nep nef.
Nep nef.
Dude, nep nefs are sneaky.
I'm surprised Kendrick Lamar's not on here more than he is.
I'm not. I think it's a little aggressive for like some people,
that's
of the masses.
Fair. That's actually a fair point.
No, but he had one song that started with AA, and it was always the first song when you plugged in a car.
Yeah, he gets that Afghanistan love in the drop-down menus. they get a lot of playing time.
They do. They
people think at 9/11 put Afghanistan on the map. Drop-down menus.
Yeah. Okay, how many accidental Afghanistan submissions
have
there been?
U.S. should be the first.
And that's I always like make fun of old people like when like they get telemarketing. Calls of like, where are you at? Where are you from? If you're here, speak English. And if I'm on an American site and I'm scrolling,
no, I do get pissed. That's when I get xenophobic. Yep. Not xenophobic. I'm just like, why? If like the UK was first on accident, but Afghanistan, fucking Bin
Laden's
nepo,
what a waste of everybody's time.
Fucking funded.
How many clicks are they getting on that?
Shawn Mendes again.
Yeah,
good song.
Yeah, he
straight.
That's
man.
A good song.
Ed Sheeran. I'm sick of Ed Sheeran.
I'm
Benny Blanco East Side with Halsey and
Khalid. I don't care about that.
Where's Khalid from? You know, you always correct me. I was
from El Paso.
I always say Amarillo, then you correct me and say El Paso. Yeah.
He loved being a teenager and then he stopped and he just fell off.
Khalid,
he's not a teen anymore.
That was his thing, 19, just graduated
high
school. He loved
being a teenager. That's a rough thing to make your brand.
Halsey wanted to be 40, so
I would not have guessed Mendes would be on this much.
Who?
Halsey was like, I'm 40.
She was,
that was her brand.
Yes.
It worked.
It did work.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah, this song's good.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Country EDM.
It's flawless.
It's flawless. It's a flawless
it's
song.
It's a flawless song.
You were really hit by his death. Song. Is this your biggest celebrity death that impacted you?
I think I cried when like they showed the Stockholm Church playing it with church bells.
The Avicii tribute concert is awesome.
I had a
awesome
Galantis concert the night of the Avicii death, I believe.
Did it get canceled?
No.
Well, that'd be sick if they like played some of his songs.
I might have made that up. It might have been Mac Miller's death.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody can fact check.
This
is a top three song all time for me.
So all time?
Favorite. Like favorite. I'm not saying greatest, just my favorite. Like this will always make every playlist I make.
How many of these are saved on your phone?
A lot of them.
I gotta say a lot.
Not a lot. None of the Ed Sheeran.
Right. Like I don't know.
These are remixes.
That just shows that we don't fucking know what's good across anything.
And we always try to be like, oh, everyone else is stupid and wrong, but I think we're just flawed.
If it's a billion people, then we're wrong.
Did not think this had a billion, but I'm not shocked now.
What is it?
Take Me to Church.
The Subway video is what got it over the edge.
Yes. Oh, wait, he's busking? Oh, I'm about to busk. Yeah, you're like fucking a girl. You're just like, I'm about to busk.
Take me to church.
He busked. Did you fucking busk?
This is the 30th most played song ever. And that's actually kind of crazy because this is 2013.
But like, is this just for like, do you just play this at like young deaths? Is this like a young death song?
What are you talking about?
Like, this was a gay song.
It's a gay song?
Gay song? No.
He's not gay. Hosier is not gay, is he?
Hosier is not gay. He's talking about going to church.
That's the least gay thing.
Yeah. Well,
no,
it's the horseshoe theory. It's either the least gay or most gay. There's no in between.
You either go because you hate gays or you are.
It's a good song.
It popularized the indie voice that became really corny.
Yeah.
Fifth Harmony.
Wasn't it?
This song's awesome. What a hot video this is.
Oh, yeah. They were literally working at a home.
Yeah, they got to work. But then they just stopped being. They stopped doing that. Did they just break up after this?
Yeah, she. Well, they were still together for a while, but Camila Cabello did go solo.
Whatever happened to Jessie J and her perfectly cube head?
Yes, yeah, dude. Yes.
Dog. What was on the money song?
Beats me, dude.
Fucking Jessie J.
Does Daniel Powder
this
bad
day? This is all of me, John. Let,
Daniel, it sounded like it.
What if Daniel Powder bad day? 5 billion plays.
Well, I mean, it will get there more, the more people are eliminated.
What a genius move. He wrote a song that would end up being the sad montage for every reality competition for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
It was American Idol.
Yes.
Every person got eliminated from American Idol for like 2 years. Dude, yeah. Song
dude, I was inconsolable. Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was inconsolable when I saw Bucky Covington walking away with Daniel Powder in the background. Mm. After he did Simple Man, maybe his best performance. God damn. Anyway, yeah, fuck John Lennon. John Lennon, legend. Fuck them both.
This is 2013 as well, top 30. Oh, all right.
Fuck his wife who thinks having cookies is cool, too.
We've talked about this song off and podcast many, many times.
This song doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes no sense. And we will talk about there's a part in 7 years by Lucas Graham that is truly fascinating.
Yeah, I know a part.
But like, I don't understand the first fucking line.
7 years
Once
old.
Once I was 7 years old.
My mama told
that's
me.
That's implied. He should have said that.
Well, yeah. No, but like.
Some friends or you'll be lonely.
That can be argued. What you're 7 years old for a while.
Oh.
You're infinite times.
What? Yeah.
But I don't understand.
Once isn't the right, yeah.
Also,
no, you. When? Who was thinking that? Who had that level of like delusional confidence? He thought you were bigger than the world.
Actually, I'm not sure Nick knows this. So Owen said when this song came on the other day that you like raged out to the song in college.
Would you pretty? I was a senior in high school. I visited Fordham the week this came out. EDM remix of it, but.
That has to be the worst song of all time.
Skillfully slow build up. Yeah, we listened to it nonstop.
He is speaking the song.
Yes,
dude. Well, it's almost like that country singer Sam Hunt.
He's wild, and I love him.
He's hot.
He's good.
He's not good.
Well, that's what the fucking Chainsmoker did. Sam, in Closer. He tried just talking.
Oh my! We'll get to that one.
Yeah.
Sam Hunt is one of the best hat wearers I've ever seen.
Yes.
He rocks a forward hat so cool.
So well. His lyrics are so fucking funny. Yeah, like, that breakup in the '90s song starts out. Yeah.
No, break up in a small town.
Break up in a small town.
Okay. So I knew you were looking at me from across the bar.
You may not be able to hear this in the pod, but this is the part that we got. This is the part. There's a part in the song where. I'm going to turn it up for a second.
Does he spell his name with a K?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He puts a part in the song where there's an announcer at a stadium going, Lucas Graham! And the crowd goes fucking crazy.
So, but, yes, how cool is he? He was a nobody.
Yes.
Released.
What? This is his first song.
His first song. He had the foresight to be like, I'm going to put this really
crowd
risky
noise.
Lucas Graham.
Like stadium-sized crowd.
Then he had his first song. A billion people listened to it.
He was right. He knew.
Yeah, he knew this was going to blow up.
Insane.
Do we have any Lizzo on here?
I don't think she's on here.
No. I've been watching her new show.
She has a show?
Yeah.
Finding her background dancers?
I think Lizzo do it for the big girls, but she has a lot of girls. She's trying to find background dancers.
Oh. All right.
Do we like One Republic? Where do we stand in One Republic?
I don't like that it's one word, and I also think they suck dick. So that's the two big flaws for me when going into
all of their songs.
I love
the same.
Counting stars. Have you ever seen anybody wearing a One Republic t-shirt? I don't think they have merch.
No, they have the first billion play club
band that has zero merch sold.
That's their financial plan. They cut costs, but they just don't produce any merch.
No merch. They're like the Cheddar's Casual Cafe of bands.
All their songs start the same, too. Very, very slow build up for 15 seconds and bang right into it. And they're all recognizable.
Yeah.
Steve.
What's Snapchat, Steve.
This is Bruno Mars. We've not heard
it. I thought we'd hear a lot more Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
It's that one. I have nothing to say about this. Oh, here we go. Chainsmokers.
Again.
With Coldplay.
Oh, is this the superhero song?
Something. Yeah.
That is the cringiest lyrics of all time.
No, Chainsmokers' lyrics are all like that.
No, but combined with Coldplay?
Wait, which part of the song? Because I'll skip to that.
It's like the beginning, right? It's just like he talks about like having Superman's competence or some shit. Like, no, take his laser vision. It's just, isn't that...
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, here we go.
If I had chin, Batman's grit,
I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss.
No. He starts naming superheroes.
Oh, he does. Wait, yeah, you're right.
It's
really
fucking funny.
No, the best is when the actual chain smoker sings. Those are the worst lyrics.
Are
the,
what are they? What are those?
Staying in Paris with your parents.
Yes.
That's him.
Yeah,
bite that tattoo on your shoulder.
I found it. Here you go. I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths. Achilles and his gold, Hercules and his gifts, Spider-Man's control,
Spider-Man's control,
Batman with his fists.
Okay.
If I saw Spider-Man and I was like, I want his control. What the fuck does that mean?
Also, notoriously not in control because he's a young boy.
Yes, and it's like that's the whole theme of Spider-Man.
I want Adam Duritz's face. Not his fucking two Friends cast members.
Oh my God.
Maroon 5, Cardi B. Maroon 5 not on here as much as I thought either. Maroon 5 is always on lists like this.
I thought Payphone would be on there.
You could have convinced me all of their songs were on it.
I can make a guaranteed zero Gym Class Hero songs on here.
No Travis McCoy?
Post Malone again, congratulations.
Travis McCoy dated Katy Perry for a long time.
Incredible, like, pull.
Yeah.
I mean, Travis a hit.
Because that was when she had the Elmo shirt on SNL.
Yep. She was with Travis. And that's what the song, their big song's about, their Gym Class Hero song.
Lucid Dreams, Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
That's
Cardi B again,
I
like it.
What is this?
Cardi B, I like it. This makes sense. We just saw a J Balvin pack of Miller Lite in Target like 20 minutes ago.
He had a meal at McDonald's too, did he not?
The J Balvin, yeah. That was after the Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa, I love this fucking song.
This song's great.
This song gets me in a good mood every time.
Yeah, it's a good song. Dua Lipa's awesome. I hope people can hear
take
the
it
songs.
Back. That part made me think of TikTok, like, during quarantine.
Wow. I've actually noticed that, I will say. Like, I'm not a big TikTok person. Like, I will willingly and gladly open a TikTok link, because they're typically funny. But I'll play music, people are like, oh, there's TikTok.
Yeah,
I can't hear that. I'm like, really? Like, I don't know, I fucking still like it.
Yeah, it's odd.
It's the same way songs used to get, like, that way on the radio, but you don't listen to the radio anymore.
Yeah,
true.
Is this Imagine
Thunder,
Dragons?
Imagine Dragons?
What an awful song.
Yeah, it's a bad.
What an awful fucking song.
Are you on the fence? Maybe.
Thunder.
I just don't like it when people say Imagine Dragons are a terrible band because so much music is so fucking bad.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
They're just bad for how popular they are.
No, I wouldn't even say that. Like, they have four songs in the billion, five songs in the billion.
That's what I'm saying.
They're not bad.
There are so many people creating garbage music getting still.
This is
amazing.
Peak.
Sorry, Justin Bieber again. You talked about it earlier. It just falls into that.
I just wish
bucket.
He was in the music video instead of those Thousand Oaks, California dancers in like the stupid soccer gear.
Yeah.
It was a lot of athletic gear.
I hate it when the artist isn't in their music video.
Yeah. You should be the star.
Yes, it's yours.
It's not even like did you lip sing it at least?
Yeah.
Instead of somebody else doing something.
That's almost more egotistical to not be in it.
Yeah.
This not as much of a cringe worthy like Chainsmokers song. Don't Let Me Down. Don't Let Me Down inherently is a cringy line, actually, now I say it out loud. But they don't sing in this one.
Who's this singing?
Daya from Mount Lebanon, PA.
No shit.
Wow.
I think Lil Skies is from there, too.
Yeah. We talked about this.
Yeah.
I said he was from Chambersburg. I think he's from Waynesboro.
Okay.
And then I shouted out District 3, and the District 3 heads... We're very excited about that.
We have a lot of District 3 heads
out
there?
We have a lot of District 3 PA heads.
We'll have to do a live show there. What else we got?
The Carlisle Turnpike rest stop.
Halsey without me, what do you mean, Justin Bieber again? That's another one. Falls
incredible.
Yep. Is Halsey hot?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think so.
Oh, no.
What is her name? It's an anagram.
That's one of those that you. There is no denying. With like personal taste.
Wait, why is there no BTS on here?
They have to
be. That's a great fucking point, actually.
I think this playlist is moot.
Here's Despacito.
Yeah, I bet BTS
Daddy
is
Yankee,
like 20
Louis
of them
Fonzie.
Now.
Louis Fonz.
Oh, Louis Fonzie.
What's Louis Fonzie up to?
I don't think much after
like,
Despacito.
Like, do you think like he'll go into a bar with me, like, ideally, like, wait, that Louis Fonzie?
So probably,
in
Mexico, like, yes.
They have a lot of songs that are well over 800 million. Okay. BTS. And this is a super, super fucking ignorant comment I'm about to make. But just like,
I don't
does
know.
Does Asia and like Korea have like different?
They do. Must. Okay. They must.
I was saying that absolutely plays a factor.
Yes, they do.
Otherwise, they would be number one without even blinking.
Yeah.
Korea is the South Korea is the most powerful country in the world. I think. I don't understand how their like art or their media is so massively received.
It's yeah.
Cheap Thrills by Sia, who made one of the worst movies of all
the
time.
The best Bieber music video is his first.
Absurdly offensive movie.
Yeah.
Music.
He's house sitting for. Fucking Usher.
Yeah, and do a bowling.
Have you seen that? No, he has a house party.
Oh,
he gets a call from Usher. He's like, can you hold the fort down? He's like, yeah, I can do that. And then it goes in.
I don't remember
like,
that.
Then they got the most dislikes.
Do you remember the weird
history?
Sia music video where it's like Shia LaBeouf and like a little girl.
Maddie Ziegler.
It's always Maddie Ziegler.
It was in Music.
Never liked it. Always really.
Sia had Maddie Ziegler play an autistic child in the movie Music.
I also don't
want her like jutter jaw.
I don't want a 12-year-old doing like weird
artsy
body movements that it's like a contortion in like nude colored clothes.
Yeah.
No.
Is it? It feels wrong. This is a Mark Ronson song, not a Bruno Mars. I've always been bothered by Uptown Funk not really being Bruno Mars song.
So I'm a big Ronson head because he got prime Rashida Jones.
Mark,
no. She dips beneath lasers.
I don't
which
think
is a Workaholics reference.
I don't.
You and I watched Workaholics over the summer.
It's
for
been
like,
a while.
She went from Ronson to Ezra Koenig of Vampire Weekend. She, her and I have the same taste.
I don't. Would you rather have Rashida Jones or Olivia Wilde?
Olivia Wilde is pointy.
But.
Olivia Wilde has the sharpest jawline in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying is necessarily a bad thing.
It's not.
She's a very sharp jawline. Oh,
is that real,
God.
Those divorce paper things?
I would guess yes. She's like so
custody, right?
That's so Hollywood. Yeah. It's like such a Hollywood thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
She got served while she was like giving an award.
I think that's lamer for the server because they were trying to have that own moment.
Yep. Yeah.
And he,
how about you, Sudeikis?
At the end of the day, Sudeikis got his heart. She broke up with him.
Did she cheat on Sudeikis?
With Harry Styles.
No. What?
Yeah, femboy.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
He's in her new movie. With Florence Pugh.
Are they still together?
Jesus.
Are Wilde and Styles together?
That's a great question. They've not been in the public eye as much as when they first.
I'm surprised Styles fucks with girl pussy.
She, her pussy?
He has to be Pan.
Yeah.
Because if I was so attractive to everyone in the world, I would feel the need to fuck everyone.
Yeah.
Like every type of.
Yeah, you're like
person.
You're wasting.
Like I'm gay because this guy is so attracted to me. Why wouldn't
so
I?
So Bowie was like very notoriously bi.
Edit that out.
But he later on regretted it. He wasn't.
He's fake bi?
Yeah.
There's a lot of fake bi.
So he's just gay or straight?
Straight. He said he always preferred women. So, I don't know.
He just like kept trying one more butt.
Yeah, I guess. But like Styles,
do you think anyone in the Billy Club is like struck out recently?
No.
I disagree.
Freddie Mercury.
Recently.
Oh. No.
Louis Capaldi?
No.
Lucas Graham?
No. How, though?
I could see Lucas Graham, the star.
Well, I could see Lucas Graham, like, having, like, a, yeah.
Lucas Graham looks like Clark Duke.
From the Office Intern.
Yeah, and from Hot Tub Time Machine.
Wait, so is that what he looks like?
Yeah.
I picture a little Sasquatch.
No.
No.
I met Lucas Graham and Hillary Clinton within 30 seconds of each other at Good Morning America.
Which one were
that's
you?
That's actually
very wild one-two punch, yes. Yes. He asked me what my name was. I said, Jeff. And he went, excuse me. And I said it again. And he gave me no reaction and walked away. Nice guy, but
they both called their shot.
I think Glennie has at least 5 of the people in the Billy Club saved to his phone,
which he lost.
This is Lucas Graham. He looks like Clark Duke from Hot Tub Time
Machine.
That's
Lucas Graham?
Yeah.
Good on him.
Interesting.
I don't think there's any G-Eazy in this playlist. So this was weird. No.
No.
Nah, I would say so.
Uh-huh.
But he's very Halsey adjacent.
Was he all over your big board?
He just dated her.
G-Eazy?
He dated her and he's tall.
This song I despise, but it's a kid's song. It's from Trolls.
What is this?
Can't
Justin Timberlake.
Oh. Well, this is God's Plan.
This is God's Plan.
Well, you know,
what's a music video?
You know, lab, what's a song that I want to have brought back?
Oh my God. You pissed me off when you said that. Was it Sicko Mode?
No.
Hotline Bling. Hotline Bling was underrated.
I didn't say that.
You could argue that it is objectively the most overrated song of all time.
I'm not even debating you.
That
on
was
this.
One with like the meme of him in the doing the dance move.
That song is still the most
overrated song.
You can't play that anymore.
Why?
You just can't.
You can't.
You get booed.
Imagine playing Hotline Bling.
Yeah. Probably true.
Imagine
sending a girl a playlist and Hotline Bling is on
so
there.
This one's about to be the number one most.
Jeff, you played Hotline Bling recently.
I actually removed it from a playlist because I got made fun of his comments.
There we go.
Thank you.
So Blinding Lights is about to become the number one most streamed song of all time.
Crazy.
What's Blinding Lights?
By the Weeknd. You've heard this
a
song.
A bloody-nosed cokehead driving, speeding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is it?
I mean, this honest. This is a song that gets shit for the TikTok thing as well. Like, I found this out last summer. People were like, oh, it's a TikTok song. I'm like, I don't know. I fucking love this song. I think it's a great song.
I think there's a theory that you put so much, if you're the best musicians, put so much effort into their music that when it comes to naming the song or the album, they just throw in the towel.
You think?
Because look at the Weeknd's album names. Are Starboy.
That's awesome.
Kissland.
That rules too.
They're bad.
House of Balloons.
It sounds. Oh man, those are really funny.
Yeah.
Kissland. This song just puts me in a good ass mood.
Starboy. I'm a motherfucking Starboy. And that song is incredible.
Yeah. It is. That most of that album
Party Monster.
Coke references, which is fun.
Yeah. He wasn't subtle.
No. Can't Feel My Face was like a top 25 song for like over a year. And it was just about coke.
Just being numb from coke.
What's this?
This is
DJ Snake. I'm sorry, this is on here.
What a terrible name.
DJ Snake.
Yeah, the best bet is just go with your name.
Yeah. Latin America.
Yeah. I've never heard this song.
Yeah. You have.
Promise.
XXX is on here a lot, by the way.
Not a good guy.
More than zero times? Like four or five times. Ed Sheeran owns like five of the top 20 most streamed songs.
Wedding
of all
DJs.
Yes, that's exactly. Yeah. Yep. Cheerleader by Omi is dead.
That's a big win for the boys.
I did not expect that.
That's a huge win for the boys.
He had a follow-up song, which was not nearly as successful.
Do you remember the name of the song?
It was about a cheerleader as well.
I think I'm right on this. It was it's a toy that you would find in your garage to play with in the driveway. Close.
A ripstick?
No.
Frisbee.
Hula hoop. It was Hula hoop. I think that was his next song. And it just didn't do it.
This song is in the same compartment as my brain as like the When I Get Older, I Will Be Stronger by Kanon.
That's the World Cup.
This compartment is only these two things.
They tickle a fucking G spot in my body. It's a tickle sensation.
We just stood up and high five. And that was genuine too, I might add.
Dude, yes, I'm stoked for Omi.
We gotta listen to this whole thing.
Yeah. Oh my
God. The lyrics are terribly
so bad.
He's talking about like, oh, I love
when I need motivation, you know, I love my one solution is my queen.
Well, lyrics are dumb. Always.
No, yeah. He's telling his girl he loves her because when someone else asked her if he loved her, he said, no, not really.
This song's awesome. And I would argue that popular songs can't have deep, meaningful lyrics.
No, I'm not like, it needs to have meaningful lyrics. It just has to sound good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hula Hoop hit 240 million listens, but this is 1.2 billion.
Yes. This is the most deserving one on here.
Yeah.
We're going to play the whole thing.
Any LMFAO?
I think there might be.
No way!
I think there might
There's
be.
There's no way!
Oh, Charlie Puth makes his debut.
Okay.
One of like the... Not greatest last names in music, I feel
Where do
like.
You fall on the eyebrow conspiracy?
Is it a scar or does he shave it?
I think he purposely shaves that little straight because barbers do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
But his is his glaring.
What do you say? Do you try to get the poof?
What the fuck did Poof do to get that scar? That's like reserved for like Vikings.
He hardcore made out with Meghan Trainor at an award show.
What do you mean by that?
Like they hardcore, just
dude, that's a hardcore makeout.
Oh. They like really just I don't know.
Is that French or tongue?
They Frenched. they fucking Frenched. They Frenched on stage at the 2015 AMAs.
Oh, on stage.
So he's got Junie Cortez's sloppy seconds.
Yeah, friend of Barstool.
Is he?
And Meghan Trainor, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And her brother.
Was Meghan Trainor in the Quibi female Ghostbusters?
It's ironic she'll never have one of her last names.
No! Did you just make that up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. Ariana Grande's on here a bunch, and we just got to her first song, so just a bad shuffle.
I don't Thank think you, I think she's a good singer, but I don't understand.
Her music is... I can hear it, and I'm like, this is great, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Adele. Hello.
The voice is clear and it's nice sounding, but I don't enjoy it.
That's the only thing you can say. Like, I have nothing bad to say about Adele, but just like, sure, got it.
Adele is just like, yeah, she's phenomenal. I do. There's some.
But I don't have like a like. Oh me, I'll stand up and high five the cheerleader.
Yeah.
Sicko Mode by Travis Scott. This makes complete sense.
Do you think Adele's ever played on Touch Tunes?
Absolutely.
What are they playing?
Yeah,
you're like gonna fall
rolling
in the deep.
Should I give up or should I just keep chasing?
Is that Adele?
Yeah, that was. I think maybe your
was
first
this the weekend again.
Yeah, I mean the weekend's music is just fucking good.
Yeah, he's really incredible. Good. I think he's the best artist alive.
And this is the most. I don't know anything about music comment, but I feel like I'm right on this. His music is also recognizable. His songs all sound so different. Like all the sounds,
he doesn't
his,
yeah. stick his to the songs. Same,
right?
Yeah,
like his style
it's
is
what
so
like Labyrinth does now too, which is very
Labyrinth
good.
Is it can't.
I'm crossing my fingers by the way that he is. Love Labyrinth, but I'm crossing my fingers that Tiny Tempa's on this list.
Oh, dude,
we only got a couple more songs. Yeah. Owen and I actually saw a Tiny Tempa cover band cover in Nashville band while you guys were all doing stuff for the show.
We were so sick of the honky tonks. So we found
a tiny cover band.
What's the smallest band that has a cover band?
I can see like someone like a local art like band like paying someone to be their cover band.
Okay,
there's a Billy Joel cover band on Long Island that's like pretty well known, and I think people knock that band off.
Yeah,
I would love
like
for there to be
say they're them.
I want there to be an anus recap podcast.
No, because someone like one guy will try it, and I will.
Or like see a quadriplegic react to old episodes.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Zayn and Taylor Swift, 50 Shades. Zayn, I don't live forever.
Zayn sings like a baby talks.
Very horny song.
He's beautiful.
He's flawless.
Great voice.
Wait, is it a Taylor Swift song too?
Yeah.
He is significantly hotter than her. Like in a feminine way.
Oh, he's really.
Yeah, he's, yes. Significantly.
His, I like the One Direction lads.
I do too.
One Direction. But I'll never have anything but respect for his consistent despise of being in One Direction.
Yeah.
I hated it from the get-go. Like, just hated it. And then eventually left.
Until the reunion tour, like, makes $11 billion.
Oh, my God.
No trillion cocky shit. I don't think I could date Taylor Swift.
Why?
I think I would hate her. Like within a month.
Oh yeah, you two would. Oh my god.
Would you break up with her?
I think I would. I think that's one of my delusions. Is I think I would break up with Taylor Swift. I don't. She's not my type.
I think you. Not only do you think you could obtain Taylor Swift.
No, if I did, I think I would. I would be repulsed by her personality.
I used to
just be nervous about getting written about. You know.
I wouldn't care about that. I mean, Gyllenhaal's doing fine, but she's
to Netflix
really good
of
looking.
Theaters.
Taylor Swift,
yeah. I'm a Gyllenhaal defender.
And I want Florence Pugh to like her to be reproduced in en masse. I want that. I want
How
that
much
face.
Does it upset you?
I want that more of that face.
You're Florence Pugh guy.
You want the world to live.
And it wouldn't
like
even benefit me
because
I wouldn't be. I would be too old.
I
don't
know. You were
age.
Such a big Florence Pugh guy.
My favorite.
Isn't that your numero uno, Jeff?
It's Florence Pugh
Zoe
and Carly Rae Jepsen. Drea De Mateo.
Actually, I moved on. Saoirse Ronan is my
Carly
number
Ray?
One.
Every stage of her.
Oh no, I'm thinking of Rebecca Black.
Oh,
she's lesbian now. It's like a blue box tech, but it's very hot.
What?
That Florence Pugh is dating Zach Braff?
That's a turn on.
Okay,
that's a red flag. Yeah,
I've moved on. Saoirse Ronan, because she's just very Irish.
You like
that's your
that? Yeah, I like Saoirse Ronan. Yeah,
I don't even know who that is.
Zoe Deutsch is too taken, and her boyfriend way too adjacent with our company.
Your white whale's just like a pale Irish lady.
Yeah.
Neat.
Mine's Eliza Dushku.
Yeah, yeah. She was in a. There's this guy named Freddie Wong on YouTube. He made a series called Video Game High School. Robbie Fox is like the number one Kickstarter contributor to that show. But Elijah Dushku was in one of his like videos on YouTube. So I'm surprised you actually don't know that.
She would attack me.
Dushku?
Dushku would.
Don't say anything wrong.
Shout out to Cold Water, Justin Bieber, Major Lazer, by the way. One of the songs that Katie mentioned earlier.
This is the Ryan Ryback. Ryan Ryback should have a zillion dollars.
So I'm telling you, Ryan Ryback and Seeb are my two favorite remixers.
I don't know what you guys are fucking saying. So Ryan Ryback and Seeb have created like four or five of my favorite songs of all time, and without doing anything, I think they just put.
But this is your example.
I think they clicked under six buttons to create what they did.
No, see, you're talking about the artist putting in all this effort and then falling flat on the title and album art. Ryan Ryback put the Ladybug
with the Starly song.
Yeah,
he turned the Starly Call on Me song from a seven.
Yeah.
To an 11
out of 10.
This is your example, though, that Europe really pushes a couple of these songs. Like this song, 90% of listens are European for this song.
Never heard this in my life. A billion?
James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go.
I hate his body
type.
Dude,
Let It Go and Let Her Go.
He has this in like 3 years. Sam's head, you would think he was a NFL tight end. And then his head is just like so British and small and disproportionate. His teeth suck. Him and Sam Smith are just the same body type.
Sam Smith isn't like a linebacker.
They have these giant bodies and these stupid heads.
Nick is gonna be upset when he sees Sam James Arthur. I almost combined them.
I hate his look. Because he came up on X Factor.
What the fuck? Dude, his shoulders aren't even
real. That's not real.
What is it?
That's shrunk.
No, it's not. It's a Shutterstock.
That is
photo.
Shrunk. That's what he looks like.
His collar is 2 inches off his neck.
That makes sense.
Holy fuck.
Look at this.
No way.
Look at this cartoon. Look at this douchebag. The UK is disgusting.
No way, dude.
Oh,
honestly, though, good song. I forgot. He doesn't know how to stand properly.
His body makes no sense.
That Twitter picture of those UK guys in the skinny jeans and black
units.
Yes,
I was so convinced that was Photoshop, even though he was staring at the watermark across the photo.
Yeah, but it...
fucking James Arthur.
Despacito's on here twice, by the way. The original and the remix with Bieber. That's impressive.
Yes.
Well. It's impressive. Seven Rings, Ariana Grande again. Beyonce is not on. Well, Beyonce, I think Tidal is the problem there. Kanye,
I would argue that Beyonce is not very good. Beyonce is in Ariana's boat. Except
I don't really have anything bad to say about Beyonce.
Her music does nothing. What was the last
Beyonce hit?
It doesn't tickle any of my brain.
Yeah.
Like, Rihanna does, Beyonce no.
Beyonce doesn't drop enough music, though, to like really say that, though.
I don't know the last Beyonce hit.
Well, they get a lot of plays. Lemonade was about cheating on Jay-Z.
Jay-Z cheating on her, maybe?
Lemonade was so big.
No, she was probably in the wrong as the woman.
But like, bad guy, Billie Eilish. Are you a Billie Eilish guy, Nick?
I don't think I can claim to be or not to be. Neither can I.
Okay.
Like, I don't think I mind her. I'm not into that style of really exaggerating your like SSRI usage and apathy.
Like the Phoebe Bridgers, Mitski.
I like watching when celebrities surprise fans. And whenever she does it, she like curls up with them, and that bothers me a little bit.
I don't
bit.
Know what that means.
She like, they'll be like laying on like a big chair, and she'll like go and like cuddle up with them. I don't like that. That was weird. I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way. She's, I don't know.
I'm sure that would
Be a little, that'd be a tough pill to swallow for her. From you? From a guy who stacks W's?
Vance Joy.
She caught and dumped him out for the first time at the Met Gala.
Okay.
Did she?
Yeah.
She has... can we say she has big ideas?
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah,
she does.
Are you cool with that?
Her brother Phineas is talented as well.
What's Phineas? He in?
And yeah, her he tits are fucking
Phineas Eilish.
Phineas Eilish is crushing it. Her titties are big naturals. Good for the Eilishes.
So we got Phineas.
We got Phineas kind of just like behind the scenes pulling all the strings. And then we got big old fucking sweater cannons coming out of Billy.
Billy. Phineas, again, you're crushing it. I'm proud of you, man. You're working hard. Billy, tits are enormous.
Mm-hmm. Phineas killing it.
Phineas, tell me more about this music career of yours. We haven't seen you in forever. You're taller.
Billy, oh my God.
Billy.
Fucking Tex Avery.
Phineas, man, I really loved like delving into like your projects. I was looking through a lyric book. I bought it on wax, man. It was awesome. I love the artwork. I love the track listing you had thoughts in. Billy. That's me, man. At the Eilish's house. Again, that's me at the Eilish's house. I'm like taking Billy to prom and like I'm talking to her brother downstairs and she comes down the steps. Yo, Finn, what's going on, man? Dude, like I love that, like I love that concept album. It really resonated with me. I related to it.
Yes.
And then I just like glance up at the top of the steps.
She's coming down.
I make the sound of a foghorn.
You start smoke coming out of your ear. Yeah, just like onomatopoeia.
I have to roll my tongue back in my mouth like the tuna can lid.
Yeah, you do the star-kissed tongue.
Sorry, you just...
I love the concept.
Again, that's me.
29-year-old Nick.
That's me taking Billy to the Eilish house in suburbia.
And Billy is graduated, but she's still going. Yes. Her alma mater's prom. Nick's taking her. Yep. Phineas is living with her.
How many more do we have left?
We're tied, Vance. Do a tweet at Billie Eilish right now with just the sound. You do the audio tweet to her.
You can't.
I've tried.
You've
tried that?
Yeah. I really have. Not to her, but to WB.
You can do it on Instagram.
Can you? Just like a message?
You can do an audio message. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Because no, you said who? Somebody what she, asked what for an she, impression of yours the other day.
Oh yeah, one of my
somebody asked you for an impression of the Sopranos, and you did it.
I did it first try.
Oh, what's? I don't know what the song is.
One Kiss by Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa.
Good song. Again, I just learned about his big penis. Big
Psycho by
penis.
Post Malone. I still have his
best of the picture.
Oh my! I did not expect this to be on here.
Eminem.
I'm not shocked.
This makes sense. This makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I wonder if Stepdad's on here by Eminem.
I love,
there's gotta be at least one guy who pumped his fist.
There's like a trillion YouTube compilations of other rappers respecting Eminem.
Yes.
That only like
rappers who put Eminem in their top 10.
People love that.
And usually it's a thumbnail with like Jay-Z and then two other people who aren't even in the video.
Yeah.
Charlie Puth, Attention, the song I actually don't know.
I don't know this song either.
Yes.
I know this song. I completely lied. I just didn't know the name of the song.
Good on Puth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One Dance by Drake.
Except Ron met him and said he was bragging.
He was body cop bragging.
He was to the Backstreet Boys.
To the Backstreet Boys who didn't give a fuck.
No, why would they?
Out punted.
Like, the Backstreet Boys invented body caps.
Yes. You would think Hanson did, but they didn't fuck.
No.
The body. I think the term body count wasn't used until the Backstreet Boys came around.
Nick Carter is the closest living
fucker to Attila the Hun.
That's, yeah, that's a great yeah. what if. What if the Colts?
The Backstreet
the Colts?
The Backstreet Boys could outfuck Attila the Hun.
They had to actively count. Like, what if, yes. What if like, the we Colts, have to keep track of this.
The Colts
this
took is crazy.
Ryan this Leaf. Is weird. I'm getting tired of this.
How can I make fucking these perfect 10 out of 10s more fun?
Mm. Yeah, Excel.
Counting the like, yeah, statistics. Excel. That's baseball. Statistics makes everything more fun.
Yeah, they injected the Billy Bean method into fucking Sheeter pussy.
I'm more focused on another Billy Bean.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Oh, what if? What if?
And they're not A's.
You know what a clit?
No, sorry about a clit.
Yeah.
Oh,
Billy.
Which somehow seems way grosser.
It's way grosser than talking about titties.
Talking about like a younger woman's clit, as opposed to her big naturals.
The what if of Hanson Brothers though?
Counting down her 18th birthday so you could talk about her clit online.
Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, no.
What is this, one dance?
Hey, me.
I want to go back to Hanson Brothers.
Yeah, what about them?
Just, I said that's a great what-if hypothetical.
They're doing charity work in Tulsa. They have families
like,
of nine.
Like, even on sports what-ifs, like, what if the Hanson Brothers invented body counts? Like, what if they fucked?
I don't think they did.
No, but what we know they did.
You can't be a band and fuck a lot when it's your brothers.
That the Backstreet Boys invented yeah. body counts. So the Hanson Brothers could have done it.
I'm trying to think of, are there any siblings that fuck together? That you could think of?
I think the Property Brothers are destroying Zoe Deschanel.
I don't like talking about. Oh, together?
Yeah.
Don't forget they have an emo third brother who lives in Vegas.
That's right.
He lives outside of Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's like very emo.
Like
he's shorter than them, but he looks like them. And he has like a very seen haircut, like Pete Wentz haircut.
I bet you that the Tall family on TikTok just fucks each other.
Yeah. Oh my god!
They just measure each other every day, just to like.
That's how they get taller and taller.
Okay, we are still seven.
We're still the Tall family.
Oh. Every video, the punchline or like the climax is that there's their height.
Oh fuck this! No,
Old Town Road.
Disagree. Disagree. Very, like very good. Very good. Very good? Catchy. Very catchy. Not good.
Man. Chandelier Sia on here.
Yeah, I don't.
Dance
want, I don't
Monkeys.
Want
so Dance Monkey is the number three most streamed song of all
that
time.
Dance Monkey
is number 3 in the world,
and yep. It's not the best version of Dance Monkey.
No, it's watch. I will play it. I will
it's
play
the Punjabi
it.
Version.
Punjabi version. I'm pretty sure this one we could not get. It's not even close.
It's in the 100 milli club, I believe.
The Punjabi version. Are we allowed to say that?
I think, no, that's a state in India.
Okay. There's some things you can't say.
Term to crank this one up.
Can't talk about clits.
Elder clits are fine.
This is not it.
No, this is not it.
No. This is not it. Hold on. What is it? Oh, I got it. I see by his face.
Yeah, it's the Indian guy.
We played this one the other day.
Yeah, this song will always get the party going. This guy rules. Can you fast forward to the, just the... Oh, man, that all looks good. Is this the original?
Just the second by a few minutes.
Okay. Yeah, parallel
thinking.
Can you
fast forward any part? Or just...
Yeah, just the chorus. Yeah.
Imagine writing a hit song and then the exact same thing just comes out like the day before. Oh, fuck. Now I guess I have a cover?
What the fuck? 5 million listens on YouTube.
That's it?
Yeah.
Should be more.
Is that how I sound to Indian girls when I speak in Hindi to them when I'm fucking them? Do I sound that ridiculous?
I think so, dude.
So here's your song from earlier. This is when Chainsmokers went, hey, how about we sing?
Oh.
Which is, we talked about this.
This is like a singing?
So I this mean, is actually what inspired, this was a song
probably,
that inspired us to do this.
He saved a fuck ton of money.
Yes, but it's such a jarring song because they are so not good. And then Halsey comes in and just kills it. Like, it's just fantastic. And they're so just like...
I looked up this song on Wikipedia the other day. It has like 9 writers. All of the Fray is...
What?
They said, they ripped off the Fray so much that they had to credit each member as a writer of this song. So the Fray probably made a bag from this.
I remember I had like a go-over once like in high school. And I put on a Fray music video because I was going to make fun of... We were making fun of the Fray, and he was just wearing the same exact outfit I was wearing. She was like, wait, you're dressed like the Fray. And
then
yeah,
what? Yeah.
Then you know what happened next. We had to change that.
So what is this? Post Malone.
Oh, no, yeah, he's been on this.
This was Spider-Verse, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what a movie. Ooh. Faded by Alan Walker. Now this is a song
that Alan Walker,
95% streams only in Europe. This is shocking. I love Alan Walker, but I'm shocked he's on here.
Very, no, this was Alan's Charlie Parker moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know this.
This is when this comes on the pre, this is when Nick goes home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when we lose Nick.
There must have been like some type of
when the drink like starts tasting like
glitch
a
in Belgium. I just got a billion plays on this.
Shawn Mendes again. This is with Camila Cabello. Though. Yeah. This is a cheat code.
Yep. If you're dating and you put out a song together, billion. And if you're wildly famous.
The Dragons are back.
The Dragons are back.
They're the most. This is the best song. Most.
Yeah.
The best is Shots Spoiler Remix.
This song.
Yeah, but the,
this, okay, so this song this is because of a death. This, a death boosted this song.
Yes.
This is the same as the Lucas Graham song. People love like lyrics about like aging and how sad it. Oh, no, this is not what I thought.
This was originally, I mean,
I thought it was Five for Five.
Oh, no. This was made for the character leaving the movie.
Yeah.
Actually, was it made after his death?
And then he was like, hold my beer. Died.
It's a, I mean, it's an emotional song. And moment in the movie. A franchise that should have ended the second the song ended in the movie.
Yeah.
Actually, even more so the case this week, they just came out and said Vin Diesel's a douchebag. Like, he's a dick. And the director left the series.
I thought they were family.
And The Rock's not coming back, right?
Yeah, well, The Rock has been saying for like 3 years now, like, fuck Vin Diesel. And kind of people didn't believe The Rock. And then the director, Justin Lin, was like, he's impossible to work with. Yeah. So I'm quitting. And you know he's making so much money. And he was like, fuck it, I'm out.
He's out.
I love 5 Seconds of Summer. This is them. Young Blood.
5 Seconds of Summer is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the lead singer is ugly as fuck. What's his name? Michael?
No, Michael's the guitarist.
He dated Camila Cabello before she dated Shawn Mendes.
The guitarist is Michael, and he is very ugly. And then like girls were like still liking him because he's in a band. But once he put in too much hairspray and his hair caught on fire, and it's the worst picture a person's ever taken.
I
like,
see this.
They're on GMA a bunch of times. Ashton Irwin, their drummer, is my most famous follower on Twitter.
Ashton Irwin follows you?
Yeah.
Their lead singer is like 6'6".
Hate that.
Mega Chad. Australian guitarist, lead singer, 6'6".
I like all... I like
game over for all the KBs out there.
No, it's not affecting me at all.
And he speaks Hindi perfectly.
This is a cheat code as well.
John Mayer, Free Fall Acoustic.
This is Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, Shallow.
Oh, great. They all start the same.
This had a moment.
This did, because it's very singable, I think, for people that aren't good at singing.
Yeah.
Correct. The best is when he did this at the Oscars, and they were like, hey, can you perform this as Jackson Maine? He's like, no.
Wait, the character's name is Jackson Maine?
It's one of the greatest football names of all time.
Jeez. Yeah. Jackson Maine.
Jackson Maine, quarterback. West Virginia, probably, actually.
Maybe.
Oklahoma State.
Probably.
Maroon 5 debuts.
There they are. Is this Sugar?
Like, just Maroon 5. It's Sugar.
This is a big wedding song. This is when they surprised those people, quote unquote, big quote unquote.
And that was it.
In the music video.
That was it?
That was it.
We did it, everybody. All so that's right. The billion plays.
That's the Billies.
It was the Billy episode.
Shocked No One Direction.
Right.
No One Direction.
Wow, that's a, yeah, but.
No so Beyonce.
That is actually not very shocking. But all of One Direction, that's kind of, One Direction is consistency. Everything is over 300 million plays.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that top?
That is surprising. Their top, it's hard because Spotify doesn't always Drag Me Down, which I
no, like that's song. Just their most recent, I think.
No, but so of their list of top 10 most popular, that's the one with the most lists.
Steal My Girl is one of the better songs in the world.
Steal My Girl
Steal
is 500
My Girl is awesome is so songs. Good.
A bunch of these are too old, I think. Like, it's hard.
Stockholm Syndrome, too, yeah.
Anything before like 2018, 2019 is like, it's tough to make that list.
Yeah, really.
That seems to be the most that make it. Shout out to Omi.
Big shout out to Omi.
The clear takeaway of this.
Omi's that guy in like program. The NBA top 100, the top 100, like the last 75 or top 75 they have. Like it's that one guy that shows up. They're like, this game. Omi's here.
Omi's like,
and then you check the stats, you're like, Omi is here.
Yeah.
And deserves to be.
But he's asking himself questions on Curious Cat now. He's down bad.
He's down bad. Let's get Omi back
let's
in this.
Get Omi
let's
get Omi back on. Let's see where
most.
He's at.
I'm just gonna rip through a couple stats here to end it. Most the longest the Shape of You is held it by Ed Sheeran's held it the longest.
That's I would have never
guessed. That's sort of the progression. Radioactive, Imagine Dragons, makes Wake sense. Me Up, Avicii,
yeah.
Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran, Lean On, Major Lazer, One Dance, Drake, and then Shape of You has held it since 2017.
God,
but it's going to lose it. Blinding Lights by the Weeknd is going to pass it very soon.
Unless it doesn't.
That's true. It's very true.
Okay, Omi's one of those posters where he posts then deletes. All of his posts on Instagram are from April.
Oh, geez.
The recent one has 182 likes.
No.
That's like a anybody.
That is really.
Omi. Imagine being in the Billy Club. I'm going to comment. He only has seven comments. I'm going to be. Let's be the majority of his comments.
Let's do an anus takeover of Omi's Instagram. Comments. So we will just do full AMAs. On Omi's comment section.
No, let's like be caught. Let's be douchebags about. Let's make it about us.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put Ask Me Anything.
Nick and Kyle will both do AMAs in the Omi comment section.
And then his bio is just who's ready for some new music. He's not talking about his. There's no link. No. I guess me.
I'm always.
I guess I am Omi.
Yeah.
I think he's asking for help.
And then hashtag Omi Army.
All right,
guys. Thank you for listening. Army. Yeah. I know Untold Story, episode 290. That was good. That was really fun.
Yeah.